The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
It's 88.5, the SoCal Sound, the morning show with Nick Harcourt and Jed. That's music from the band Camera 2, which is a band formed by Andy Chase, who some of you may remember from the band Ivy. And I was talking to him a couple of days ago. There's new Ivy music coming for
really?
The first time in yonks. And there's a video for that song that I have a little cameo in. I spent a day in San Francisco, whenever that was, 10 years ago, 12 years ago.
Oh, my
and,
gosh.
And, yeah, you blink and you'll miss me. but I had blonde hair on that day for some strange reason. It was obviously before I stopped drinking. Hey, Pete Yawn is in studio. I think I've got the buttons pressed and speak. Are you there?
Pete Yawn.
Hello, mate.
Is here.
How you doing?
Hello. Good morning.
Nice to see you. I'm pretending like I haven't already seen you in the last hour or so since you got here, but good to see you in the studio. And we're going to talk about a new album, and you're going to play some songs. But the first thing I want to do, and I know I've thanked you before, but we're going to thank you again because we're live on air. And about a month or so ago, you performed for us at our fundraising concert, our Benefest concert. And both Jed and I had the good fortune to introduce you on
yes.
that night. I just want to thank you again for showing up because not everybody does, but you do. And we're so grateful.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful night, and I was honored to be there. So thanks for having me.
Yeah. I was just talking to Jet and mentioning how I've known you and Dan, who works with you, your manager, for years. And I don't know how many times we've done this, but it's a lot. And every time we do, it's just so much fun. So thanks for coming in and hanging out. Let's talk about this new record, The Hard Way. You're going to play some songs for us as well. In fact, why don't we start with a song and then maybe we can just sort of lace our interview through that. Does that be all right?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. What are you going
to
start with?
So cool to hear you say that, The Hard Way. All right, here we go. I'll try this old dandy from The Hard Way. So much harder than you thought it would be. You throw it all away when they come calling. Never the one for a long goodbye. Lean before the end, then you're off running. Should have seen it true, but you held it so tight. Hidden so well that it fooled me. Just to get by. Mm-hmm. Someday I'll try. Mm-hmm. To forget a look in your eyes. Mm-hmm. Oh, someday I'll try.
Music on your radio this morning here on the SoCal Sound. Nick and Jet in studio, and Pete Yawn is our guest playing songs from his new album, which comes out on Friday, and you're a busy guy. I mean, you release quite a lot of music, don't you? You know, sort of, you make albums every couple of years. I notice you've been putting out a lot of live shows as well in the last few years or so. You're very active on social media as well, and I think you do your own stuff, right? You do all your own social media stuff.
I do my own stunts.
Your own stunts, yeah.
I love it.
What about this? Going back through the catalog and releasing these live shows? I know it's something you've been doing a lot in the last few years.
Yeah, I think it started because we had, you know, we record a lot of shows, and I feel like I've done tours where we record every show, and they're just sitting somewhere on a drives, you know. And then there were a few that stuck out, and I think it was because of the pandemic. We weren't touring, everyone was kind of laying low. Really, we should put some of these out. And so that was, I think, what kind of kicked that off. And you know, it's cool. You got a good show, good representation of some stuff live. It's cool to get that out.
And I know I've been to a couple of those shows. The Roxy one in particular, I remember.
Or live at the Roxy early on,
way back when. And as I said at the beginning, you know, you and I have known each other a few years, and we're friends. I mean, we get together once or twice a year, have a cup of coffee, walk around the neighborhood. And if you're ever somewhere in the valley and you see this cool guy with shades who looks like Pete Yawn and an older guy with white hair walking with him, that's
we're overdue for that. We got to do that.
We do. We do. So tell us about this record. When did you start working on it, and who did you work on it with?
Yeah, this one, the hard way. I worked on it with this great guy, Josh Goodwin, who I'd met a few years ago, probably 2015. He mixed some stuff for me when on the second record I did with Scarlett Johansson called Apart. He mixed a bunch of those songs, and that's how we met. And I didn't hear from him in a long time, and then he reached out to me maybe like, I can't keep track of time, but I feel like it's like a year and a half ago now, where he just texted me out of the blue, and he was like, hey man, I've been writing some songs, like acoustic. He's mainly known as a mixer. He mixes a lot of like really big pop
big
songs,
pop
big
stuff, right?
Stuff, you know, but he's a big music like fan. He's talented. He could do anything. And he's just a superstar. But he said he was like getting into like writing songs and playing around with it, and if he could send me some stuff. And I was like, sure, of course. And from that, we just kind of clicked and hit it off and started writing songs together. I like collaborating these days. I've written so many songs over the years, just like very solitary. So I enjoy collaborating with other people. It's nice to be able to do that sometimes. And this whole record is a collaboration with him. We kind of wrote all the songs together. And then we went to, this is an interesting record for me because everything we would write and arrange everything beforehand, before we'd even think about recording it. It was a full song on guitar and in the vocals, and we knew how it was going to play out once we got to the studio. And so we get in there and we would just track, and I'd sing acoustic, I'd play acoustic and sing the vocals, and then we would see how that felt, and then we'd work on it from there. And he had some great players come in and play some beautiful parts on it. But it's fun to work over at Henson. Over, you know, I'd pull in every day, and I'd see Kermit the Frog staring at me.
The old A&M.
Yeah, on the red. And I have that place has a special place in my heart for me because we mastered my first record, Music for the Morning After, over there. And I remember like yesterday sitting there and being in that session. So it was cool to go there and work with Josh and do this. And there was a lot of heavy stuff going on through that. Like after we had started working together, some interesting things started to happen in my life, and you know, some people might wish for stuff like this for their creativity, you know. But
do you want to share that a little bit? Or
I mean,
or
it's just some you get forced into a corner sometimes. Like what would I say? I'd say it was crazy hell stuff that hit me out of nowhere. I had some crazy hell thing happen, and basically out of nowhere I was like face to face with my own mortality, you know. And so that forces you to either, you know, rise above it and figure out new ways to look at life and change the way you would react to things normally and change kind of what you're doing. everything that worked leading up to it. You know, somehow it started coming out in the songs, you know, and my dad died in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but it's not a bummer record. It's kind of a record about, you know, change is hard. I think the title kind of comes from change is hard, but you know, when you commit to something and you want to make your life better for everyone around you, including yourself, and you have no choice but to do that, then it's a hard road, you know. But I think it's the important road to take, you know. And it's you know, all these songs are kind of informed by that in different ways. So yeah, but it's a celebratory record. When I hear it, it's like, just makes me happy. It makes me, you know, excited and proud of being able to kind of rise above a lot of adversity in my personal life. So
I want to come back and talk a little bit more about some of the lyrics perhaps on this song, but I'm also being aware of our time constraints here. So I'm going to ask you if you'll sing another song for us, perform another song for us, and let us know what you're playing.
Yeah, let's do it. It's called Real Good Love.
Sometimes we get high, sometimes we get low. Moving so fast with nowhere to go. I don't know if it's all the same. Did it myself, got no one to blame. You know well as good as I, the real good love, and it's so hard to find. Some say fast, some say slow. Come to find out, nobody knows. Looking at you, I can't help but smile. I hope you don't mind if I stay here a while. You know well as good as I, the real good love, and it's so hard to find. Oh, you know well as good as I, the real good love, and it's so hard to find. So hard to find, hard to find. It's been on my mind. Oh, day or night, it feels alright. Real good love, and it's so hard to find. Some grow young, some grow old. It's all on us, truth be told. It's all good, I can't complain. Give me the chance to do it again. You know as good as I, the real good love, and it's so hard to find. You know as good as I, the real good love, and it's so hard to find.
Pete Yorn live in studio here on the SoCal Sound, playing songs from the new album which comes out on Friday. It's called The Hard Way. And before you played that song, we were talking a little bit about what was going on with you as you were in the process of writing and recording the new album. And I've heard the album. It was sent to me a few weeks ago, as you know. And I'm wondering what the influences were on the music for this one, because it's definitely an acoustic based album. And I mean, I hear things, but I don't want to say what they are in case I'm wrong. But you tell me, how does this record feel to you from the point of view of the people that you've listened to and the music that you've loved and perhaps the acoustic-based artists that you've loved over the years?
Yeah, well, you know, if you've been following me, which, you know, I know you have, but over the last few years, since probably 2014, 2015, well, my God, it's like 10 years now. I've been doing, you know, touring with a band, but I've been doing a lot of acoustic touring, the solo, you know, just me and my guitar. And although this record is presented, you know, more full instrumentation than that, it had been in the back of my mind that I want to make a record that kind of represents that side of me and has that sort of just rawness and stripped back sound. Just present, you know, as strong a song as I could write and say what I want to say and just put that across without too much else going on and see how that holds up. And so I think this is, you know, kind of part of that.
You know, I got about three songs in and I was thinking to myself, this reminds me of Nick Drake. Yeah. It's so beautifully stripped back and confessional. Is that a fair comment?
I'll take it. I'll take it for sure. There's one thing I will say I definitely borrow from Nick Drake, and that song Someday, Someday, there's that, this right here. That little bit, it reminds me of the northern sky, something like that.
Yeah.
And I did mention that when we were recording. I was like, I want to do that because I love Nick Drake.
All right.
So I'll take it.
I get points, I think, for that. You know, you're going to play one more song before we bounce, but we got a question as well. I was just asking Jet if there was anything she wanted to talk about, and she was saying, yeah, there's a few people here have a question.
Yeah, so. It's actually a consensus question. So some of us here on the staff, mainly my friends Hillary and Byron, they want to know, if you were an animal, Pete, what animal would you be?
It's a deep question, so think about it for a second. It's like those are the questions my kids used to.
Some were saying maybe a bear, but you know, I mean, what do you see yourself as?
If I was going to be, I think my daughter asked me this question not too long ago, and the first thing that came to mind was lion, because I'm a double Leo. But the truth is, I think it'd be cool to be a bird, like a big, like
like albatross or an eagle or something.
Yeah, like some sort of an eagle bird, because being able to fly like that seems really interesting. If I have some sort of power of shape shifting as well, on top of that, you know, that would be fun. But
that'd be amazing.
Like a bird. I like birds.
Nice. All right. So question answered. We got about 3 minutes, so I'm going to let you play us out. What's the last song you're going to play for us?
We only have 3 minutes. Well, this song's 4 minutes. So
well, we'll have to run over then, obviously.
I wanted to debut this one. I never played it before. I'm nervous to play it. It's the title track from the record. It's called The Hard Way.
All right. And that comes out on Friday. Pete Yawn, thanks for coming in and hanging out with us.
Please don't take this the hard way. We've been taking the hard way. Gotta clear my head and find that peace of mind. So delicate, I need to take my time and away for an answer, but it never comes. Now I never got quite used to the idea of a world that still exists without you here. Where it starts and how it ends, guess we never know the plan. And I left it all behind some secret door, in a place I used to go, but not no more. And I can't compete with who I used to be. We've been taking the hard say to me that'll help me to forgive. And I don't know when the time will come, but I know it ain't just yet. So I'll go out to find what it is I'm looking for.
SoCal Sound Sessions are a production of 88.5 FM, The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Nick Harcourt, co-hosted by Jet. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Broadcasting over the air at 88.5 FM and streaming on the web and through the app at thesocalsound.org.